for the sample period for this journey here. Today's date is 01/25/2025. Dictation is 4. Ragiayo Terubiastis. Terubiastis. Buartis. Terubiartis spells T E R R U B I A R T E S. Rogelio spells R O G E L I O. Date of birth is 09/16/1950. 74-year-old gentleman. Here with cough and shortness of breath. Patient is accompanied by multiple family members who stated that this has been going on for approximately 1 month. He's been seen and treated with antibiotics, cough medication with no improvement. So they brought him in because he gets winded with exercise, and whenever he lays flat, he feels like he's drowning, period. They also report increase in his size of his abdomen, but denies swelling in his lower extremities, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert oriented, obese guy. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96%. Urinary blood pressure is 151 over 92. Pulse 62. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.3. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. Yes, some crackles diffusely. With inspiration and expiration. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended. No fluid wave. Normal bowel sounds. No rebound, no guarding. There is no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, 1 plus spitting edema bilateral lower extremities. No edema in the upper extremities. Period. Next paragraph. Neural alert oriented and it's 3. Cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is CHF. Number 2, pulmonary congestion. Next paragraph. Next assessment is distended abdomen. Next assessment, CHF. Next assessment, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. Today, the following tests were done in the clinic. Flu and strep both were negative. Chest x-ray was done. X-ray reveals moot-shaped heart. Right ventricular hypertrophy with pulmonary congestion. I discussed these findings with patient and all family members present, and the reason why he is having cough, shortness of breath with exercise, difficulty with breathing when he lays flat. We talk about the importance of getting some treatment now, which can be done in an emergency room, and they indicated that they will prefer to have patients seen here and given some thing to help with the congestion until he sees his cardiologist on Tuesday. Again, we spoke about the importance and severity of patient's illness, but they said they understand and consented for patient to receive outpatient treatment, period. Next paragraph, patient was given nebulizer treatment in the clinic, consists of Atrovent, albuterol times one. Patient report improvement after the treatment. He was sent home with the following medication: Lasix 40 milligrams, 1 PO QAM for 90 days. Next medication, nebulizer machine with tubing and mask. Next medication, albuterol 2.5/3 mL. 3 mils with home nebulizer TID PRN for wheezing or cough. He's given one box. Again, I spoke to the patient and patient family, and I reiterated the importance of going to an emergency room anywhere because of his condition. We do not have the ability to do BNP here, so that level was not checked. But clinically, patient does appear to have CHF, and particularly what was seen on the chest X-ray. Was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has non-end of fixation.